This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock says on Friday that he welcomed the decision by Britain's medicines regulator to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 12 to 15. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency said Friday that clinical trial data showed the vaccine was safe and effective in this group. The United States and the European Union also have approved the Pfizer vaccine for the 12 to 15 age group. Mexican officials said Friday that they will use 1 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine to inoculate people along the border. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says vaccinations along Mexico's northern border with the United States is part of an effort to fully reopen border crossings, which are currently restricted to essential travel. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has quietly tasked six humanitarian groups with talking to an economic forum, and they should be allowed to come into the United States to pursue asylum as it faces mounting pressure to lift public health rules that have barred people from seeking protections. The groups will determine who is not vulnerable out of those waiting in Mexico to get into the U.S. The criteria they are using has not been made available as of yet. Russian President Vladimir Putin is setting a tough tone for his summit with U.S. President Joe Biden. Speaking at an economic forum Friday in St. Petersburg, he accused Washington of trying to contain Russia's development and cited his response to the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol as a of the West hypocrisy. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has presided over a meeting of the ruling party in his first public appearance in about a month and called for a larger political conference to discuss efforts to salvage a decaying economy. Kim said that there was a need to correct deflective matters and called for a meeting of the Workers' Party's Central Committee to review overall state affairs. While Kim in North Korea was continued to face challenges, state media did not mention any comments that he made toward the United States or South Korea. His appearance was the first time he showed himself in public since May 6th. North Korea's economy has deteriorated further and amid the pandemic border closures, which significantly reduced trade with China, its major ally. The U.S. State Department on Friday called on Nicaragua to free opposition figure Cristiana Chamorro, who was being held at her home after her laptops and cell phones were taken away. She's a potential presidential candidate in the November 7th elections and the daughter of former President Violeta Barrios de Chamorro. Her detention is the latest in a series of moves by the President Daniel Ortega that his critics say are to prevent candidates from running against him in his reelection bid. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says that it has recalled its Gaza director for consultations. He faced threats over remarks in which he appeared to praise Israel's huge sophistication in carrying out precision strikes during last month's Gaza war. UNRWA, which provides essential health, education, and other services in the territory, said Thursday, that it was seriously concerned about the threats, including a very large protest outside the Gaza headquarters. The agency's Gaza director has expressed regret over his remarks, which were widely circulated in Israeli media and online, and says any civilian deaths are unacceptable. Facebook has announced that former U.S. President Donald Trump's accounts will be suspended for 2 years. The move freezes Trump's presence on the social network until early 2023, following a finding that he stoked violence ahead of the deadly January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. At the end of the suspension, the company will assess whether Trump's risk to public safety has subsided. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.